Dr. Tom Berardino joins us. He is the East Coast Dr. James Andrews of knees. I hope I'm not underselling you, doctor. I appreciate you taking time for us. Okay, so give me your perspective on, first, Robert Griffin III playing. Okay, he tweaked the knee, dinged the knee, a sprain of the LCL. Supposedly, they didn't see any ACL image. Now, you didn't see any MRI. You didn't do the test, so I know that it's really hard. But, you know, with your knowledge of knees, do you think he should have been out there seeing him kind of hobbling around Sunday?
Yeah, it was disconcerting to see the poor guy out there when you knew. I unfortunately was traveling to and from teaching other surgeons some courses around the country this weekend, so I missed it all live, but I saw it taped, and I saw video clips and everything else that's online and whatnot, and you see a guy go down, and, you know, being a guy that's on the sidelines all the time at the high school and college and different levels of athletes and taking care of them, you hate to see someone who's injured. You know, you ask them if they're hurt, and they're always going to fudge a little bit and say, well, I think I can make it. I'm, you know, because they're star athletes. They want to, you know, go 120%. And then to see him go down and then to unfortunately get back out there and then go down again and obviously worsen the situation and the injury, you know, it just breaks your heart because you know how hard all these high-level athletes work and even low-level athletes nonetheless. Right. It's, you know, it's always heartbreaking to see it happen. You're like, oh, my God. You never think it will happen, but, you know, to someone like him who's, you know, in this 1 year has almost become, like, super mythical. Right. As a, you know, as a guy who's just come right out of the draft, out of college, and, you know, done great things already, and then to see him go down and know what it means in the short term, long term, potentially, just it really breaks your heart.
Okay, so you go in to redo somebody's knee, and reportedly he had a torn LCL, and then he had a partial tear where the graft was from his previous ACL surgery. What's correct. That mean to you, who's actually fixed these knees?
Well, a lot of times, you know, any ACL graft, you know, it's never factory parts is a good analogy to say. We do things, we reconstruct things, but we aren't replacing them with factory parts. We're using grafts by nature of the terminology. So we're using some tendon, either a middle third bone tendon bone, classically at the elite athlete level, or a soft tissue hamstring graft, or a frozen cadaveric donated piece of collagen in various forms, and we're reconstructing the ligament at hand. And this question, the ACL, that was his first surgery, like you said. And it seemed to go great. He was able to come back from that and do great things, obviously. And Jimmy Andrews is obviously at the top of the game in this kind of surgery and evaluation. And he obviously had an isolated ACL, which is very typical of the first go-around. But you always know, although statistically we tell patients, you know, you're actually more likely to blow out your other normal knee because just happenstance. I mean, you blew out your normal knee the first time, and now we reconstruct it. And just statistically speaking, on a big aggregate population level, you're more apt to blow out your normal knee statistically, but that obviously didn't pan out for RG. And he now blew out his grafted ACL, and it seems more common when we do revision ACLs that there is more likely to be concomitant tertiary secondary damage, where be it a cartilage pothole in the condyle, which is kind of the holy grail of keeping the joint together, the joint surface of the cartilage, or a meniscus tear, or secondary ligament injury like this LCL. So it's
in terms of rehab,
With rehab,
yeah. In terms of rehab, like you'll hear people say, "Well, hell, Adrian Peterson came back; he's better than ever." But now, when you tear the same knee, you tear an additional ligament, and as anybody who's had surgery knows, every time you go in there, you're going to be left the worse for the wear for it, no matter how good the surgeon is. What should be what a realistic expectation for Robert Griffin III when he returns?
You know, the full spectrum of expectations literally has to be on the table. And every time, no matter what level athlete we're talking with, we have to be honest with them. And, you know, we don't ever have the crystal ball for your knee. Your right knee may be different than your left knee, and yet it still had apparently the same injury. So you really can't compare two elite-level athletes that apparently had very similar multi-ligamentous kind of injuries and say, hey, he should be able to do it, because it's not like a race that keeps getting quicker and quicker over the years. We still can't fool Mother Nature. Things still have to heal and incorporate into your bone, and it just doesn't always work exactly the same, even when it's in expert hands such as Jimmy Andrews. It's just, you just can't, there's certain variables in the whole process of injury to reconstruction to healing to getting back on the field to friendly strife that just aren't controllable variables. The only things that are really controllable right now are the correct diagnosis, the correct treatment, and the early rehab, you know, is going to be amazing because he's in good hands. But You just don't know how his body's going to heal that graft to his bone until it happens. And with Adrian, he got obviously very lucky. I mean, it's good to be lucky and amazing. So he got kind of a trifecta, the third part being he had a great surgeon, and he was in good hands, and they walked him along. I mean, he's an excellent, athlete, so he had the ability to do the rehab and do all the right things on probably multiple rehab sessions a day. So he had an exceptional experience, and he's an exceptional athlete. And
he's
not therapy three, he's right in that same category, but certain things you just can't control until they actually happen.
Fascinating stuff. I really appreciate you jumping on with us. Look forward to maybe talking with you in the future with other injuries. Dr. Tom Berardino. Dr. Berardino, thanks so much for joining us on CBS Sports Radio.
Anytime, Doug. Take care.